In the weeks after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, Americans reacted by seeking the security of their homes and the comfort of their families. Many women who were living in domestic violence shelters at the time responded in the same way. They left the shelters and went home. But now that the country is returning to normal, some states report that the number of hotline calls are up and shelters are filling again. From St. Petersburg, Florida, Sally Watt reports.
At the domestic violence shelter run by CASA, the Center Against Spouse Abuse in St. Petersburg, crisis call worker Debbie St. John has her hands full these days.
Have you talked to your son to make that? Does he know what's going on? Okay, so was he a witness to this? Okay, all right. Because I just didn't want you going back to the home without being safe there.
Calls for help like this one have more than doubled in the last month. The crisis lines quieted immediately after September 11th and only recently have begun ringing again. CASA Director Linda Osmondson says when the women who were staying at the shelter watched the World Trade Center come down, they reacted like people all over the country.
One of our shelter residents went home almost immediately. She had a sense that she really needed to be home and pull the family together to be close to someplace familiar, someplace that felt comfortable.
In the 3 days following the attack, three more women went home. They took their children and returned to their abusive partners. A current resident, who didn't want her name used, says even though the women knew they were physically safe in the shelter, they wanted to be surrounded with people and things that they knew.
I can understand wanting to go home because that's a sense of safety. You want to go for security and you want to go back to that warmth, you know, that warm blanket in your home is that.
The resident says the fact that the women's homes aren't calm or peaceful or even pleasant wasn't the deciding factor when they left the shelter. The women reacted on an emotional level.
Well, this really isn't per se our home, you know, but if you go back, it is your home. It's still your environment, even if it's not a happy one.
But Osmondson says as soon as they got home, they found that despite the tragedy in New York, things really hadn't changed. Their abusers were waiting for them.
They probably got beaten again. They probably got criticized. They got taken apart. Their sense of security at home really never existed. So, and they, of course, realized that and figured out that, you know, they needed safety for some other place. That was our shelter. So they came back.
What happened in St. Petersburg is not unique. Shelters in Atlanta, Cleveland, Salt Lake City, and Denver report the same thing. Shelters that nearly emptied are now filling again. Police in these cities also report an increase in the number of domestic violence calls. Restraining orders and court-ordered domestic violence counseling sessions are up, too. Lynn Rosenthal of the National Network to End Domestic Violence says the rise in the numbers of battered women makes sense.
Everybody is trying to get back to their day-to-day lives, and unfortunately, the day-to-day lives of battered women are dangerous and difficult. And as they begin to experience their day-to-day lives again, they may once again seek help. And so I would imagine when we look back in a year from now, if we see a trend that shelter numbers went down after September 11th, we would see that then they came back up as the country began to return to normal.
But economically, the country hasn't returned to normal. It's in a recession. Unemployment is rising. Martha Coulter of the Harrell Center for the Study of Family Violence says in homes where domestic violence already exists, the stress of losing a job can lead to more violence.
Unemployment is a significant issue. Any event that increases someone's feelings of powerlessness or their insecurity in a relationship is likely to exacerbate their feeling that they need to increase their levels of power and control. If the person already has a tendency towards violence, then any event such as unemployment could be expected to make that more serious.
Shelter workers admit they were caught by surprise when women went home after September 11th. They say they'll use the experience to better support women in the future. Meanwhile, shelters are facing another problem. Donations are way down because people have given money to relief efforts in New York. For NPR News, I'm Sally Watt in St. Petersburg.